All right, even beyond the war that's escalating in the Middle East, there's also a war happening on the truth. The truth is under attack, so we have a lot of news to break down with zero time to waste, because while Donald Trump is managing his core MAGA fan base, splitting into two factions, we now have Iranian hackers claiming responsibility for a hack into Donald Trump's app, True Social. So again, we have a lot of news to cover and no time to waste. Drop a like and subscribe below to help boost the truth at a time when it's under attack. And let's just start from the beginning. 24 hours ago, when Donald Trump announced via Truth Social that B-2 bombers were flying across the Pacific Ocean to hit three targets in Iran, his fan base, his core MAGA fan base, immediately fractured into two coalitions. We have the MAGA hardliners who are lockstep every way and saying, yeah, we knew that when Trump said anti-war, he actually meant, in certain cases, we are going to go to war and actually put our U.S. troops in danger, of course. But then there's also the anti-war. They say they're anti-war, but the isolationist people who never want to get involved anywhere. Like Marjorie Taylor Greene is now splitting with Donald Trump openly. So while this is happening, I want to show you both sides, and then I'll show you the Truth Social hack that happened. Let's start here. On Twitter, it seems like all of the top MAGA accounts got marching orders from either the administration or some weird force behind the scenes, because not only do we see top Trump admin officials go onto Fox News and MSNBC to spread their lies, but also on X, all of the top accounts spread lie after lie after lie. TMK, the MAGA king, one of the largest MAGA accounts on Twitter, said, "If you're no longer MAGA because Trump wiped out Iran's nuclear sites, you were never MAGA to begin with." Gunther says, "If you are upset that Trump took out Obama's nuclear facilities in Iran, you were never MAGA." Val says, "If you're no longer MAGA because Trump wiped out Iran's nuclear sites, you were never MAGA." A Barron Trump fan account, not the real Barron Trump, a fan account said, "I may upset a lot of people with this, but if you're no longer MAGA because Trump wiped out Iran's nuclear sites, you're no longer MAGA to begin with." It continues and continues and continues. Top-down marching orders. The most offensive one that actually kind of like raised my blood pressure for a second is when Gunther Eagleman called them Obama's nuclear facilities. That's some thinly veiled racism for sure, like Islamophobia or some shit. But also, Obama's the one that stopped the nuclear facilities with a deal that Trump undermined. God, these slippery, slimy liars. Here is Donald Trump then attacking Congressman Thomas Massie with a long Truth Social post, because Massie is not so friendly to the idea.
What he promised us was we would put America first. And I think there are still voices in this administration. You've still got J.D. Vance. You've still got Tulsi Gabbard. You still RFK Jr. You still got calmer heads that could prevail.
They were not.
I love steady-handed voices like RFK Jr.
Persuasive in this case, clearly.
Well, somebody was persuasive. AIPAC is very persuasive.
This is Thomas Massie, a Republican congressman, saying, you know, AIPAC seems to be persuading the president. And Donald Trump fires back and says, "Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky is not MAGA, even though he likes to say he is. Actually, MAGA doesn't want him, doesn't know him, and doesn't respect him. He's a negative force who almost always votes no, no matter how good something may be." Dude, you're the one that said you were the no new war president, and now you're expecting people to vote on your war. Actually, no, you're not. He went around Congress, not through Congress. The War Powers Clause says he's supposed to go through Congress. Absolutely disgusting. Here's Scott Jennings still being a MAGA hardliner and lying.
And that we end up seeing a back and forth and war moving forward.
This is not an escalation. This is a de-escalation.
Well, Trump promised escalation.
This is not
Trump is escalation.
First ever Iranian bunker busting bombs is not an escalation.
Because she said President Trump promised us peace. I ask you, can we have peace if Iran has a nuclear weapon?
Well,
we can have peace in diplomatic ways. Number one, sending B-2 bombers across the Pacific Ocean is inherently escalatory. But number two, we can have peace in the way that Obama had it. Peace through diplomacy is still an option. Peace through strength, people forget, is supposed to be only after you try peace through diplomacy. But we didn't get to try that because Netanyahu bombed them over and over and over. Now we have Trump facing bipartisan blowback, but I do want to talk about this hack that happened by Iran. And really quickly, we are living in very uncertain times. These videos are only possible because of a few key sponsors that help run my company, and one of them has streamlined my infrastructure a lot. I am happy to say that Shopify is sponsoring these videos. Shopify currently powers over 10% of all United States e-commerce. Whether you're running a company that's a household name or just a company getting started with no budget whatsoever, like I was when I was 20 years old, they give you everything in one place. Templates for your storefront, tools for writing, email marketing and shipping, and everything that you need. If you're ready to adapt and grow throughout this uncertain time, if you're a small business owner, get ready to use Shopify. Turn your big business ideas into reality. Click the link below. It's shopify.com/Mockler for a $1 per month trial only at shopify.com/Mockler. First link in the description. Now back to the video. All right, so we learned after Trump sent out his post that Truth Social crashed as Trump was live posting the Iran bombing. The social network started experiencing global outages within minutes of Donald Trump posting details of U.S. military strikes on Iran. Then we learn this. Iranian-aligned hackers claim responsibility for attack on Trump's Truth Social platform. With the world waiting to see how Iran will respond to Saturday night's U.S. military strikes on three Iranian nuclear sites, a group of Iranian-aligned hackers is claiming to have attacked something President Trump holds dear, his Truth Social platform. The nonprofit think tank, the Center for Internet Security, and multiple social media watchdog confirmed that an Iranian-aligned hacktivist group called the 313 Team claimed responsibility for a DDoS attack or a distributed denial of service attack where you overload the servers, therefore crashing them. Users attempted to access the platform during the outage and were confronted with messages reading, quote, "Network failed. Please try again." And honestly, this just feeds into a broader theme of the Trump administration being so damn uncoordinated that this shit happens. Donald Trump has his own personal platform that he sends stuff out on called Truths, even though ironically he's always sending out lies. And then we have a breakdown of communication at the very, very highest levels with a DDoS attack. Not only that, but if you want to talk about a breakdown of communication, Donald Trump wasn't even informing Democratic people in Congress, either the Senate or the House, or the intelligence committees they're supposed to be informed about. He wasn't informing anybody that was supposed to know other than Mike Johnson. He wasn't talking to Pete Hegseth. He froze him out. Wasn't talking to Tulsi Gabbard. He froze her out. He wasn't trusting anybody. A breakdown of communication at the highest levels. And that's because Donald Trump doesn't understand what's happening. The Department of Homeland Security should be focused more on cyber attacks and less on like people who just want to live their lives. I want to end this off by pointing out that this guy right here is the guy who's watching our terrorist prevention center. Not watching it, but leading it. The intern in charge. Meet the 22-year-old Trump's team picked to lead terrorism prevention. So at a time when there are DDoS attacks, when there's a breakdown of communication during a sort of global crisis sparked by Trump in Israel, when all of this is happening, we have a 22-year-old managing terrorist prevention on foreign soil. As all of this is happening, we have a 22-year-old managing terrorist prevention on U.S. soil. But we will continue. Stay tuned. If you never want to miss a video, make sure you subscribe below with post notifications on. We are building a network, and we're going to be going live very soon with a breaking news announcement about this network. So heading into the midterms in 2028, we can build it bigger, faster, and better than anything on the right wing. If you want to be there for it, just subscribe below. Comment hi, Adam, if you made it this far, and if you're excited. Are you guys excited? Love you all, and peace out.